Ukwezemelika idale lejuri liphakathi kokuhlaziya udaba olwetheswa owayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump elokufihla imininingwane yembadalo yokufumbathisa wesifazane ophila ngokuveza umzimba emphakathini ukuze udaba lwakhe lokuya emacansini laye lunganciphisi amathuba akhe okukhethwa ngokhetho lomnyaka ka-2016. Imikhankaso yalomnyaka iyaqhubeka phandle komthethwandaba weNew York. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns uqoqe lolu daba elilwethulelwa yimi uChris Gande. Kumaviki ayisithupha adluleyo umnumzana Trump ubekhonona esithi icala aletheswayo ngelezombusazwe.
There's never been anything like this in the history of our country.
Okunje akuzake kubonakale embalini yelizwe lethu. Yibuqili, yikungenela kwezokhetho ngumthethwandaba okuzinga elingakaze libonakale embalini yelizwe lethu.
Umkhankaso kamongameli Joe Biden ubungakhulumi ngecala likaTrump kwaze kwafika liviki ukubonakale umlingiswa olodumo osekela uBiden uRobert De Niro phandle komthethwandaba.
When Trump ran in 2016, it was like a joke. This buffoon running for president. No, never could happen.
UTrump aze angene kukhetho ngomnyaka ka-2016, kwakungani lihlaba nje kuphela. Lesi siphoxo sisiba ngumongameli, hathi akungeke. Sasilibale isifundo sembali esasibonisa ukuthi omahlekisa ababengathathwa njengabakhuluma iqiniso bagcine sebengomongameli ababusa ngochuku. KuTrump selilelinye ithuba akula ohlekayo khathesi.
Umcebisi kaTrump umnumzana Jason Miller uthi lokhu kubonisa ukuthi uTrump wayeqinisile sonke lesi sikhathi.
So the Biden folks have finally done it. After months of saying the politics had nothing to do with this trial.
Baze bakwenza abalandeli baka Biden ngemva kwenyanga ezimbalwa besithi lelicala alilani lezombusazwe. Babuthene besenza umkhankaso phandle komthethwandaba weManhattan. Lapho okuthonisiswa khona uTrump.
De Niro ukhuluma embikweni womkhankaso kaBiden othi wona uTrump uqhubeka esiba lokuphambana ekhanda edinga ukubusa ngendlela ezilobungozi kusukela aze anqotshwe ngokhetho lomnyaka ka-2020.
Now he's running again, this time threatening to be a dictator and to terminate the Constitution.
Nguntando kayiphikiswa edabula isisekelo sombuso welizwe.
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Ningekela ukhethwa kuzachitheka igazi.
Trump wants revenge and he'll stop at nothing to get it.
UTrump ufuna ukuphindisela njalo gasoze amiswe la yini ukukwenza lokho.
I'm Joe Biden and I approve this message.
Umkhankaso kaTrump uthi uBiden uzama ukuvala abavoti amehlo ngamaphutha ombusa wakhe. Ngesizwe isikhulumeli somkhankaso kaTrump unkosikazi Caroline Leavitt.
Because Joe Biden is weak, he's pathetic, he's a threat to democracy, not only with this weaponization of our justice system, but with his wide open border invasion.
Ngoba uJoe Biden ulobuvila, uyesabeka, uyingozi kumbuso kaNtando kaZulu. Hathi kuphela ngokusebenzisa imithethwandaba, kodwa ngenhlelo zakhe zokuvula imingcele yelizwe, kungene abantu ngokungekho emthethweni, amalucacha, izigilamkhuba labanye. Umnotho welizwe lethu umanikiniki. Lezi yizo indaba ezimqotho kuzizalwane zeMelika.
Ucwaningo lwenhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezibalisa iPBS News Hour, NPR, leMarist uthi iningi lezizalwane zeMelika azilandeli ukwenzakala emthethwandaba ngodaba lukaTrump. Idale lejuri lidinga ukuba uTrump akhululwe abe ngumongameli wakuqala ukuthoniswa icala lobugelekeqe kumbe ukuthi agwetshwe abe ngolecala oncintisa ukuba ngumongameli esejele. Lolu daba luqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns. Lalwethulelwa emoyeni yimi uChris Gande.